Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and of course, I'm here with
Dr. Reggie Johnson.
Yes. And we're your hosts
this morning as we continue our study of the law of attraction. And we are moving through a book entitled Money and the Law of Attraction. This is the teachings of Abraham. Of course, it was transcribed by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Wow. And I'm loving it, Dr. Reggie. I'm absolutely loving it.
Because the book covers more than just money. It covers overall well-being, your money, your health, your lifestyle, and of course, the wealth that you bring in. So it's very powerful. And I love it.
I do, too. You know, it seems as though we're kind of repeating things over and over again, but oftentimes we have to, repetition creates impact. I notice when we go through this book, it's really, the law of attraction is a very simple principle. Basically, it's what you think about, you talk about, what you talk about, you bring about. It's about our thoughts. Our thoughts are vibration and how we feel, right? So today what we're going to do is really focus in on the concept of a vibrational thought and what that really means, because we talk about it so much, but I want you guys to really examine the concept thoroughly. So yes, the language will be very familiar to you, but we're going to break it down and really try to absorb it. So, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer?
Great Heavenly Father, Father to all of us, and Mother to all of us, the dual energies that created the universe as it is, we are so grateful to wake up and see another morning on planet Earth. Coming from a space that is invisible and non-physical source, we're now in these bodies on this planet to serve all of humanity and nature at large. We thank you for the power that the Holy Spirit runs through our bodies, and we are always energized by that one spirit that is, and that we identify with that power that is. I thank you for the glory and the magnification of that power in our bodies to keep our bodies stable, sound, no matter what we're going through, we're going to the ascension. No matter what we experience, from an experiential point of view, we're loving you and everything that we do experience on planet Earth. Thank you for guiding our feet, our thoughts, our desires, our emotions, and our intentions in one unified way to bring harmony and balance into this life. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you for such a beautiful prayer this morning. Oh, my goodness. So I am reading from page 208 of the book, and the subheading here is All Was Vibrational Thought. As I was reviewing the material this morning, I realized that really and truthfully they're talking about the scripture that says, be in this world, but not of this world. Abraham is really trying to get us to understand who we really are. So let's go through and see what Abraham says. Of course, this is coming through Esther. Do you hold on 1 second. Do you get that you were source energy before you were in this body? How would we define source energy? Some would call it God. Maybe you understand that the universe, your higher self. I like the fact that they call it source energy. So I want you to take a deep breath and listen to the question again, understanding your concept of source, that source energy that creates everything. Do you get that you were source energy before you were in this body? That's huge. You were a part of God before you came into this body. You see, we could quickly skip over that and say it very quickly, but I want you to absorb that. Do you get that you were source energy before you were in this body? And do you follow our thought that source energy part of you still resides in non-physical? Breathe. Close your eyes and float with me on these words. Do you follow our thought that source energy part of you still resides in non-physical? So what is that saying? That's first of all saying that you came from God. I like using the word God because I want to help you shift in your understanding and expand in your understanding of God. God is energy. God is pure consciousness. So first of all, Abraham is saying that you were source energy. You were God energy, God consciousness, before you came into this body, and that you still are part of that. The Bible, how does the Bible say it? You are spirit first. Did any of you stop and say, ask yourself, what does that mean? I am spirit first. Understand that connectivity. And then they go on to try to break this down for you to grasp it a little bit more. This is sort of like how the electricity passes through the walls of your building, and you plug your toaster in and you toast. And someone would say, well, then why doesn't the electricity be the toaster? And we say, because the electricity is the electricity and the toaster is the toaster. So here it goes. The source energy part of you is the source energy part of you, and the physical part of you is the toaster. But it all works together. Because here in your physical expression, you are exploring. You are out here on the leading edge. You are arriving at the new leading edge conclusion to which the source within you, God within you, is then saying, we agree. And we have become the vibrational equivalent of it. In other words, you're out here, you're exploring. Remember I told you, you are what? Land rovers. The source energy is the master of you, the land rover, and is connected to you all the time. And you are going out and exploring and feeding information back to source energy. And source energy says, whoa, I get that. I agree. Let me send the code out to help you manifest that. Go ahead, do your thing. And the thing that I love about this is that it is instantaneous. The communication line is instantaneous. You may not, and this is how powerful it is, you may not have formed a thought, a conscious thought of that which you desire, but you have felt it in your heart of that which you desire. And source energy, that non-physical part of you, that spirit part of you, picks it up immediately. Let's hear what Abraham says. You have to stand back pretty far in order to know what we know about the creation of things. And this is what I'm trying to get you to just put your mind around. If we could release this world and grab hold of the real world, the underlying pinnings that create this that we call the physical world, boy, then we will be set free. The truth will make you free. So here it goes. You have to stand back pretty far for you to see what we see, which is the creation of things, about the creation of your planet, about the creation of what you call life on planet Earth. But we want you to know that everything that is what you call manifestation, knock on wood, physical stuff that you can discern with your physical senses, every bit of it is vibration first. Everything is a thought first. And then a vibrational thought that is thought upon longer until in time, with enough attention to it, it takes shape and it takes form. And I say this to you quite often. What are you thinking? What is the quality of your thought? Because when you're thinking a thought, you are creating. Here's what Abraham says. You are so sure of the reality that you live as you are discerning and agreeing with each other about so many of the conditions of your environment. You have, and I love this, you have divined your time-space reality in ways that you agree. Your belief system is coming from the divinity within you. Do you get that? We know about, here's what they say. You say, okay, we see this room and we measure it and we come to agreement about how big it is. And we know about square footage. We know about measurements. We know about distance. And we agree on the colors, most of us. And we are in agreement with so many things because we are using our physical senses to decipher vibration. In other words, as mass consciousness means what everybody accepts is true, that we actually come to an agreement. Yes, this is Atlanta, the city of Atlanta. Yes, this is 5200. Such and such a street, and it looks like this. It's got a house on it and a curved drive. We all agree. Everybody agrees on what they see. So there's that part of us that's in agreement. Okay? And what we want you to try to get your thoughts around, and we know it isn't easy because the reality of your physical environment feels so permanent and so solid and so static and so real. But it is all vibration. That's what we want you to get your mind around. This is all vibration, and it is moving all the time. And it is always being interpreted by you who are perceiving it. It is being interpreted by you who is perceiving it. So, what you see with your eyes is only a vibrational interpretation. What you hear with your ears, even what you smell and what you taste and what you feel with your fingertips, these are all vibrational interpretations.
Amen.
And because you have been doing it for such a long time and you've been in agreement with so many about it, you have this static reality that is this wonderful platform that you stand on so solidly. And we want you to understand that this reality that you think is so stable and so solid is not at all static, because it is changing constantly. It's changing and it's becoming and it's morphing to the degree that you, hold on now, hold on, to the degree that you, in your physicalness, will allow it to be. Whoa. So we want you to catch a glimpse of the way your physical world looks through the eyes of Source, the eyes of Creator, the eyes of God, the eyes of the universe, this bigger, expansive energy that you are a part of. How does it look to that energy, this world that we think is so stable, but it's changing all the time? When you begin to see your world through the eyes of Source, then you begin to distract yourself to turn the other cheek. Get that? To turn the other cheek, to withdraw your attention from the aspects of your planet and life on this planet that you do not want to replicate and repeat and teach your children. And instead, you turn your attention to the aspects that you do want to hold into your vibration, that you do want the law of attraction to respond to. Now, you don't need to worry about the law of attraction's response. Why? Because it is always turned on. The law of attraction switch, always on. And what does that mean for you? That whatever it is that you are offering vibrationally is being responded to. Did you hear that? Whatever you are offering. And this is why you need to be vigilant about what you're thinking. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, I'm miserable. Oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. I need another relationship. I'm lonely. Source energy responds. But are those thoughts your highest thoughts? Are they serving you? Not only you, but the planet, your family, your friends. The thing that most of you do not realize is that there are two aspects of your being to which the law of attraction is responding. There is the non-physical part of you, which we've been explaining to you, is always non-physically focused. And can you imagine how long that's been going on? In other words, the non-physical part of you is eternal, has no beginning and no end. And then there's the physical you that's been going on as long as the physical you has been going on, which is not that long. So there are two aspects. You see, the ego deceives us to believe that all that is just this physical reality. As a matter of fact, many of you will say, but Cynthia, what I see and what I'm trying to get you to see now today or to understand, it's not about what you see. It's what you cannot see that is the true reality. If we could just walk through this life and through this day and say, you know what? None of this is real. These are just perceptions. This is just an illusion. I can decide what it is. I can choose. That's powerful. So there is this part of you that the law of attraction is responding to, and then there's this part, the spiritual part, that the law of attraction is responding to. And what we want you to realize is that the larger part of you is the dominant part of you. Which part is the larger part? The larger part is the part that is of you that is source energy. Your higher self, the God in you, the divine essence of who you are, is the larger part. And the law of attraction is responding. It's the dominant part of you. So let me roll back here. So what we want you to realize is that the larger part of you is the dominant part of you, because the law of attraction is responding not only to who you were before you were born, but hear this, it is responding to who you really are as a result of being here in this physical body. So can you get it that this life experience is causing the greater part of you to expand and to become? Do you know that that's why you came here to begin with? Let's imagine for a moment that we are not in a body. And that we're this energy, this ball of energy that's really, 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 really huge. Let's say that you can't even define it. Let's just say it's a whole universe. Can you imagine how the universe is endless to me, in my mind? Do you guys agree? It's infinity. Okay, and that energy that you are, that you came from, that you are, is infinite. It has no beginning, no end. Nobody can really define it, okay? That's where you came from. That's who you are. And so because you have the ability to create words, create up worlds, just, okay, because you're source, you may say, you know what, I want to experience something a little different. As the Bible says, let us make man in our image and likeness. And the whole purpose is that God said, I want to come down here on this planet and explore. I created this beautiful planet, called it Earth. And now this energy says, I want to explore, but I need just a part of me to go out there and explore. And everything that you're experiencing is being fed back to source energy, and it continues to expand and to grow from the experiences you're having here on planet Earth. How many of you are getting that? So when there's a desire that comes up in your heart to do something, to be something, to have something, that desire is coming from the larger part of you, amen, which is source, which is God, which is the universe, which is your higher self, however you want to define it, is larger than this part of you that's here. That's where it's coming from. So why would you not honor that? Why would you come up with ways, reasons why you can't do the thing that this desire is saying it needs you to do, it wants you to do? I want to be a musician. I want to be an actor. I want to be an artist and make beautiful paintings. I want to be a photographer. I want to be a speaker. I want to make beautiful jewelry. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a nurse. It is God in you saying, God wants to be. God wants to experience healing. And this little ego says, but I'm scared. But that can never happen to me. But I'm black. And this bigger part of you that's inside of you is saying, but please let me express it. God gives us free will. Okay, if you don't want to do it, can you imagine you, if you created a Land Rover, giving the Land Rover free will? No, you would not. You've got to control every little thing. No, you. And you'll say, access denied. When you have fear, that's what you're telling God, access denied. Access denied. You know, I'm into IT, and everybody has a laptop or an iPhone or an iPad now. Have you ever tried to log in and it says, oh, no, bad password, bad user ID? When you offer resistance, that's what it's like. You're saying, when you have fear, you're telling that higher source, that source energy, access denied. So here it is. You may desire something. You may want to have something. But when you're putting up that block, source energy is ready to say, okay, I'm ready. I'm shooting it down. I'm shooting it down. I'm shooting it down to you. And you're saying, access denied.
Oh, my God.
I laugh. It is so simple to just surrender and be that which God wants you to be. When you allow yourself in your physical human form to ride on that rocket of desire that the source within you is riding, what happens? You're going to feel passion. You feel enthusiasm. You feel love. You feel certainty. You feel flexibility and vitality. You are energized. You are in love with life because that is who you really are. Oh, my gosh. Wake up, wake up, wake up. But here you go. What's on the opposite side of that? If you feel frustration, if you feel overwhelmed, when you feel anger or greater anger, or you feel rage or disappointment, when you feel fear or depression, then you are pinching yourself off incrementally more and more and more and more from who you really are. You are saying access denied. So we want you to understand that the emotions that you feel are in every moment that you are feeling them, whether they feel like love or whether they feel like despair, but the emotion that you are feeling is always, every single time, it is your indicator of your vibrational relationship between who life has caused you to become and who you're letting yourself be right here in this moment by virtue of whatever it is you're giving your attention to. Dr. Reggie says, amen, it's expanding. Whatever you're giving your attention to. So how many of you laid in bed last night and the last thing you thought about was a problem? And you woke up this morning, and guess what? You still have a problem.
Surrender.
You need to surrender. I got a beautiful, beautiful email yesterday about the miracle of love. And you, this woman had a marriage, and it, you know, it ended in divorce, and their two children, and so there's, you know, the father has gone off and remarried, and there are things going back and forth. You know how we get in these messes, right? There's child support issues, and so she decides to take him to court. And things weren't quite going the way she wanted in court. And I would imagine that she just took a deep breath and she surrendered. And she said, she looked at her husband, her ex-husband, and all she could feel was love for him. Unconditional love. And I would imagine at that moment she really loved herself. She accepted responsibility for everything that's going on. And she didn't look at, you know, all the anger and the resentment. He, you know, he's not doing this. He's not. All of that she let go. She forgave him, which means that she totally surrendered and she just loved him. And she goes on to say, because the biggest challenge was her son going to school, going to college. He's off to college. He's getting full scholarships, but she still was going to have a significant amount of money to pay for books and room and board. So she was looking at the ex-husband as being the source to help out there. And it wasn't turning out that way. And she released it. She surrendered. But she still desired the best for her son. So she went out and she talked to people at the college to see, can you help me? Where did her attention go? Solving the issue. See, before her attention was all about attacking the husband. Now her attention and focus is on, I need extra money to cover the expenses. She let go of the resentment. She let go of the anger. She moved into a place of love. To make a long story short, she had not one, but two schools offering a full ride with room and board. She got, I think, over $200,000 of assistance. And she goes on to say that she had miracles for 7 days after she moved into a place of love. She wasn't saying access denied. You know, the key words here are surrender and allow. Your existence has been preordained for nothing but success. The only thing that Source Energy wants for you is for you to have whatever you want. And so for you to be a vibrational match, you got to have the right user ID and the right password. That's what they mean. And that means there can be no resentment. You got to look at those emotions. What am I carrying inside of me? But I have people calling me quite often with their miracles. I could name another one that had a miracle yesterday. So when I talked to her, I said, well, what do you want? And listen to what she says. Her house is flooded, and her landlord isn't responding. She's got fecal matter and stuff all over the place. And she's totally frustrated. She said, I said, what do you want? She said, I want to know why he can't offer me a discount on my rent, and I want to know why he can't call me and follow up with all this stuff. And so she was still angry. She was still in a place of anger, and I said, no, let's say this a different way. What is it that you really want? She says, I want to pay half the rent for this month. I said, okay. So she calls up how many hours later? Just a few hours. Just a few hours later. And she's going, oh, I love God so much. Oh, my goodness, I'm on my knees. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I'm going, well, what happened? He came here, the landlord came here, and he said, you just have to pay half the rent this month. And so I said, well, you know, I can't let this just go. This is a teachable moment. She hates when I say that. I said, when I asked you, what do you want the first time, what did you say? And here she said, I said I wanted to pay half the rent. I said, that's not what you said the first time I asked you. And she said, I said, you said, why can't he do this and why can't he do that? She said, yeah, okay, I was asking questions. I said, how did you feel when you were telling me those things? She said, I was frustrated and angry. I said, exactly. And I said, when you said, I want to pay half the rent. How did you feel? She said, I released the frustration and I released the anger and I just declared clearly what I wanted. You guys hear Dr. Reggie in the background? He's my AVN corner. And then it happened. Two stories, same day, same lesson. Surrender. Move into the vibrational match. Get the right user ID and password and let it flow to you. Amen. That which you desire. It's a simple lesson. It really is. So, you want to talk about moment by moment, segment by segment guidance. Talk about always having a bead on who you really are and what you really want and where you said you really want to go. In other words, you have a very sophisticated guidance that is with you always once you learn to read it. And the way I say it is, you always have the user ID and the password all the time. Abraham says that your navigational systems in your vehicles are very similar to your emotions and how you your emotions guide you. They know where you are, you know, and you program in your desired destination and the system calculates the route between where you are and where you want to be, and your guidance system is the same way. So here you stand, maybe with not enough money or with a relationship that feels awful, or with a bodily condition that isn't pleasing you or is frightening you. And here you stand in that contrasting experience and where you're sending out rockets of desire. When we talk about the contrasting experience, we're saying even though you're in a mess, in your heart you're longing for the complete opposite. You're longing for something else that feels better. So here you stand in that contrasting experience and you're sending out that rocket of desire for something that feels better, and you're sending it out constantly for an improved experience, and there are more rockets now than ever before, because knowing what you don't want really helps you to identify what you do want, and the source that is within you, God within you, not only rides those rockets, but becomes the vibrational equivalent of the new and expanded you. So the question that we want to put to you today is, are you right now by virtue of what you're thinking and speaking? Are you letting yourself keep up with you? Are you keeping up with who life has caused you to become? And if you are, then you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you feel great. If you are, then you are allowing yourself to be that extended version of you. Then you are seeing this world through the eyes of Source, through the eyes of God. But if you are feeling negative emotion, it means that something has your attention, and it is certainly valid. In other words, we know that you don't make this stuff up, that you are observing it. You're not deliberately trying to hold yourself apart from who you are. But any time that you feel negative emotion, you are nevertheless doing exactly that. You're holding yourself apart from who you really are. I love you guys so much. You'll never know how much I love you. You're my brothers. You're my sisters. We're all one. You're so powerful. Love yourself. And love the source energy that you come from. Be awakened. Be encouraged. You are always the victor and not the victim. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Heavenly Father, all I can say for this lesson is wow. Everything you do is a wow moment through us. I thank you for Cynthia transmitting all the starseed energy to broadcast, not only the universal broadcast, but the broadcast here on Earth with this radio station. I thank all the listeners who hear this that they will be blessed as well, realizing the one truth and the oneness of being. And as you said in scriptures, through the Christ, we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we believe that signature of vibration that is eternal of who we are. Our hearts and minds and every part of us resonate with the frequency and the energetic signature of one emotion, love. And we thank you for this morning. And thank you that our day will be brighter and better for hearing, because faith comes by hearing. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Mm-hmm.